a massive day here in Australia for not just for Cardinal Pell, but for the Catholic Church here, and also for the Catholic Church basically around the world. He was such a major figure. He was a former Vatican treasurer. He was also the advisor to Pope Francis. So basically, a bit of background. He was convicted in December on 5 counts of sexual abuse. There was a major media blackout on the story. So in Australia, nothing had been broadcast, nothing had been published. It was picked up overseas, but we only found out about it in the last couple of weeks. So it's actually the second trial that he's faced over these allegations. There was a trial, I think, earlier sort of last year, and the jury was unable to reach a verdict, so they were discharged. So this time he has been found guilty unanimously and sentenced to 6 years jail. But the judge said he will be given a non-parole period of 3 years and 8 months. So he could be out in 3 years and 8 months, but it will be up to the parole board to make a decision on that. But yes, a sentence of 6 years was handed down today.
What did the judge say during the sentencing, which was actually broadcast live, which is a rare move for Australian courts?
It was a very unusual move to broadcast the sentencing. I think I've only ever seen that once or twice before in cases that are of extreme public interest. So it was Chief Judge Peter Kidd delivered the sentence. He spent about an hour making his sentencing remarks. So I'll just go back a bit and describe what the charges were. So there were sexual abuse charges against two choir boys. The abuse allegedly took place in 1996. Both boys were 13. It was just after Cardinal Pell was made Archbishop of Melbourne, and the boys were caught sneaking some sacramental wine in the back of St. Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne in 1996. Both boys were 13, and they say that Cardinal Pell caught them, said, "You're in big trouble now," and then proceeded to abuse both boys. And then there was a subsequent attack on one of the boys several months later. So that was mentioned in the sentencing. Judge Kidd said that, it couldn't be looked at sort of an opportunistic crime because there was a sort of an incident of reoffending. He talked a lot about the massive public interest in this case, and he said that in the light of sort of shifting public attitudes towards the Catholic Church, Cardinal Pell was facing sort of a trial by media. And Judge Kidd said he wanted to emphasize that he wasn't treating Pell as a scapegoat for the crimes of the Catholic Church, I guess you could say, and that he deserved to be judged just for his crimes alone and not punished for any other perceived failings of the church. So he said he was taking into account Pell's age, his ill health. George Pell is 77, and also taking into account his good character and otherwise blameless life. So, but there couldn't be any leniency for remorse, as George Pell has always denied the allegations. And it was a sentence that I think a lot of people had been expecting. I think there had been sort of indications, people saying, "Oh, you get 20 years or whatever." But there was sort of talk about sort of between sort of 4 and 6 years. So it has kind of fallen within the ballpark of what people were expecting.
Does Cardinal Pell plan to appeal the decision, and has there been any reaction as yet from the Vatican?
Not a word from the Vatican, interestingly. We could be hearing from them when the appeal comes down. So yes, George Pell will be appealing against this decision. So he's now been jailed. Like I said before, he is rejecting the allegations. He's denying any of the charges. So they will be going to an appeal that's set down for 2 days in June. He will have a different legal team for that. But yeah, I mean, the Court of Appeals in Victoria has the power to basically quash the conviction if it likes, could order a retrial. So survivors basically outside the court after the sentencing today said that, it's not over yet. They can't kind of celebrate, I guess, for want of a better word, this verdict, because they're waiting to see what will happen in June and if the appeal goes ahead. So it'll be fascinating to see what the public outcry would be if he was, had the conviction quashed. But we'll just have to wait and see.